Well, we are just a little more than a week away from the general election on July 23rd, and the campaigns are in full swing. Not everyone knows this, but Spanish campaigns are actually only 2 weeks long on an official level, on an official scale. Not that the candidates don't do their own campaigning before that, but the banners and the ads and all that sort of stuff that they include in a campaign can only be done during those 2 weeks prior to the election day. And in fact, not even that, because the day before the election, no one can do any campaigning. None of the parties or the candidates can do anything. And that's called sort of a day of silence, a day of reflection, to give anyone with any doubts or who are still unsure about what they want to do or how they want to vote, it gives them a day just to think about things if they want. Usually most people who intend to vote already know who they're going to vote for before that, but that's the tradition. Anyway, last Monday, the two leading candidates, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez of the Socialist Party, PSOE, or PSOE, as they say in Spanish, and Alberto Núñez Feijóo of the Conservative Partido Popular, Popular Party, or as they say in Spanish, PP, duked it out. This was a kind of surprise because there are at least two other parties, Sumar and Vox, which sort of represent the far left and far right, respectively, and which combined could make up as much as 25 to 30% of the total votes. And neither of those parties was present at the debate, raised a few eyebrows, ruffled a few feathers, but the Partido Popular, the conservatives, rejected the possibility of a four-way debate and preferred a head-to-head clash with the prime minister. The socialist candidate and the socialist party was actually open to a four-way debate. At least that's what they said publicly. But chances are, deep down, they also sort of preferred the two-person format because it kind of highlighted those two parties as part of a two-party system, which both the socialists and the Partido Popular have enjoyed or had enjoyed for many, many years before everything sort of broke up in 2015, making this country especially difficult to govern over the past 10 years or so because they just can't get absolute majority without making pacts and agreements with other parties. In any event, it may be hard to say whether or not the two-party or the two-party debate or the four-party debate would have benefited Sanchez, but the fact is he didn't have his best showing that night. Feijóo pretty much had him against the ropes most of the evening, and the current head of government simply didn't look prepared. It is also possible that he underestimated his opponent, who was sort of being written off as a weak debater, and that was probably a big mistake. And that has kind of spelled disaster for the Socialist Party, Sanchez's party, because they were trying to sort of turn things around quickly after the May 28th local elections, which didn't go well for them. They had this snap election, sort of hoping they can change things quickly. But as it looks, we may be looking at a possible historic loss, but it's still too early to say. In fact, we'll just have to wait for the results. You never know. Other than that, the campaign has been pretty much par for the course, the usual stuff, with the exception of the advertising, which has sort of taken center stage. This has come in the form of building ads, which have been sort of put up over the scaffolding of buildings that are being renovated. This is fairly common practice, but the tone of some of them has been controversial, especially the ones placed by the far right party, Vox. one shows an anonymous hand tossing symbols of progressive agenda into the trash can. And by progressive, I mean the 2030 agenda, which focuses on sustainable living and a sustainable economy and a rich environment. Another was a symbol for the LGBTQ, actually the flag, the logo for feminism, Catalan independence, and then a communist China flag. It's a very direct message, clearly, and it was very controversial. The ad was removed, not because of the content, as some wanted to sue based on the fact that there were hate messages, but rather on a technicality, because it had been put there before the official date to start the campaigns. I was telling you about that, which was July 7th, and it was there before that. So they had it removed on those grounds. And then more recently, this week, another one attacked the Sanchez government for its only yes means yes law, which was passed last year in August, I believe. And it was an important piece of legislation because it was supposed to take a tougher stance on sexual abuse and rape and the concept of silence and consent. But it inadvertently reduced the sentences of some 700 criminals who were in jail, and even let free 74, which you have to admit is shocking. And once it came out that this was happening, the government, the Socialist Party, and the far-left Podemos Party, which formed a part of the coalition and was the promoter of this law, bickered on back and forth about what to do about it, and that further weakened Sanchez's government. So anyway, there was an ad about that, which is also a very sort of unpleasant ad and was also considered to be another aggressive step by Vox. And then Greenpeace got in on the act and draped an ad on the famous Puerta de Alcalá, the Alcalá Gate, one of the most famous monuments in the city. And it was attacking the four major parties, all the way from the far left to the far right, for doing nothing to help the environment, and in particular, climate change. So anyway, that's kept people talking over the last couple of weeks. Other talks of town, Spain being a town, as they like to call it sometimes, included the wedding of the summer, possibly of the year, of a woman named Tamara Falcó, who was a famous Spanish socialite and daughter of an even more famous Spanish socialite, Isabel Preisler, who used to be married to Julio Iglesias. Tamara got married at a ceremony that was celebrated at her country mansion home outside of Madrid, and it was a big to-do, and it was covered in all the magazines like Hola. So that was good because she was able to save on the reception costs, I guess. And this week, the San Fermín fiestas, including the world-famous Running of the Bulls, were celebrated throughout the week and finished today, Friday. The runnings, called Encierros in Spanish, take place every day, every morning at 8 a.m. for 8 straight days. And for the most part, they were fast, clean, as they say, without major incidents or injuries. The complaints this year was that there were a lot of people pushing and shoving, making it tricky for the veteran runners. They also say that there were a lot of people who were inside the fences and who weren't doing much. They weren't doing much running at all. They were just watching the animals gallop by, and that made it difficult for the experts to do what they do so well. The runnings of the bull that I watched, because I like to watch them from the comfort and safety of my home, my living room, seemed to be the usual mayhem and craziness that you find. The bulls raced through the streets, They didn't get very separated, so that makes it less dangerous. And they didn't really charge at anyone. It was true, there were fast runnings this year. The most dangerous part was for the ones who actually fell and got stepped on by the bulls. So there were some injuries there, contusions, some fairly serious ones. At least it was, a bull stepping on you is a serious thing. And just to remind you, if you ever are doing that, the rule is if you fall, if possible, curl up in a ball, sort of a fetal position, and cover your head with your hands until you are sure all the bulls have gone by. Do not try to stand up immediately, because that can prove fatal, as it has in the past. It's better just to stay put and weather out the storm, wait for them to go by. And other than that, we'll just have to see how Carlos Alcaraz does in the final weekend of Wimbledon. And that will be all for this episode of This Week in Spain, brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Hope it's been helpful and informative. Please leave comments or questions. We love the feedback. We'll be back soon. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Castos, or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, Spanish culture, and Spanish news. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.